Holy sex, is there such a thing? Does it sound boring to you?
I was in New York in a taxi cab riding along, and the guy said, "Where are y'all from?" And I didn't say y'all. He said, "Where are you guys from?" or something like that. And I said, "We're from Pleasantville, Tennessee." He said, "That sounds like a nice place." I said, "It is. It's a place where all the children obey their parents. Place where the tomatoes are always ripe. The corn grows 12 foot tall. All the young girls are virgins. And everybody gathers together Sunday afternoon to eat." He said, "Oh, come on now." I said, "Yeah, that's right." Now, he didn't believe that, see? I was telling him the absolute truth, except the tomatoes are always ripe. That's only about 6 months out of the year. But the rest of it was true. Now, I could have gone on. He would not have believed me. The world he lives in, that just doesn't exist. It just doesn't happen that way. And if it did, he thought it'd be kind of boring. But I want to tell you something. I've said this before, to be plain. The sexiest women are the virgins that get married. The sexiest women are those that come to marriage so naive, so dumb, so uninformed that I won't go any further. They just don't know which side's up, you know. And they come to marriage, a guy and a gal like that, with no instruction, and somehow nature takes over and they become masters at something that if they could tell, they'd have a wonderful story to tell. They'd have the most exciting, blessed, thrilling, provocative story to tell that the world will never know. Something absolutely wonderful takes place. And what God created to occur does indeed occur. But I talk to people in the world, I counsel with them, and their sex life is miserable. It's empty. It's broken. I remember going to my wife to California to the beach. We went down to the beach early in the spring, early summer, I guess. But it was still cool. And we got down there, had a bar to surfboard, and I was probably three or four of us out there, was always out there on the beach. And so I got on that surfboard and spent about 2 hours trying to surf. And I finally was able to do it. But when I tried to get up on my knees off my belly, then I fell off. And so I was proud of myself. I came back to the bank so she could see me and, you know, brag on me. I was up there for 4 or 5 seconds on my knees. So I came back to the bank and she grabs my face and pinches it like this and says, "Don't look." And I says, "Don't look at what?" You know, it's like Eve, "Don't eat that tree." "Which tree is that?" She said, "There's naked people everywhere." And she was right. Naked people everywhere. Now, you know what was the most shocking thing about that to me was nobody was turned on. Nobody was excited. They were all burnt out. I thought, what do they do for fun? You know? I mean, where do you go from here? They got so burnt out that they could just go down to the beach naked and just lay around, drift around, and stand around and just be bleh. Now, I don't want to go there. To the beach or to that where they are. I don't have anything to do with that. You know, I don't want to lose the sense of feeling in my hands when I touch something soft. I don't want to lose the smell of sweet roses and honeysuckle. I don't want to lose the sense of love and sweetness and compassion and tenderness. I don't want to lose all that God made us human, that made life thrilling and exciting and fun. Most people are deceived about the pleasures of sin. Sin doesn't reward you. It desensitizes you. It breaks you and leaves you empty and dissatisfied. Sin creates a lust that needs to be scratched, an itch. But the more you scratch it, the itchier it gets. Until finally there's no satisfaction in the scratching, only in the itching. And I've seen sinners over and over again just sitting around itching and scratching and in misery. You know, a Christian can get a good back scratch and go to sleep and rest sweet. But the world can't do that. Too much for you, Tom?
Yeah.
All right. Get on out of here. Go on out of here.
We are happy you could listen today and hope you enjoyed it. Please remember to check out our great current specials.